Online Podcast 270.
Hello, ladies and gentle whores. Welcome to Online Podcast. Today, it's very special because I'm sorry about the late show. The show is probably coming out in the middle of the week because I just posted a new high-definition video. Or if you are too cheap to view high def, you'll be watching it in the standard def, which is fine. But it's out, and I posted it on Friday, and I thought I'd give you a little bit of time to go download all those before you actually get my audio podcast. So this is coming out a little bit late, sometime in the middle of the week. And if you are also, and the part of the reason why I'm doing this is also because this is a two-part podcast. The first part was actually done in the UK. Yes, I fly my fat ass over there, and I was in Cram's bedroom, and Cram is a podcaster from the UK, and welcome, Cram.
Hello.
Cram is from the UK. Please tell us what is the name of your podcast.
My podcast is Living Life Like a Gay DJ in the UK.
And he has a very cute and cool looking graphics, right?
Oh, they're wonderful. They're wonderful.
I don't know who did that, but he sure is talented.
He's, do you know what? He's got more talent in his little finger than I've got in my whole body.
Ooh, what is finger in your body? That sounds kind of hot.
Oh, here we go.
Anyway, welcome, Cram. And so,
thank you very much.
I found Cram on iTunes. I think I was just looking through all those personal journals podcasts, and you were actually quite high on the list, I thought. On personal journal category, and I was just looking through. I look through it for new podcasts, you know, because I like the personal journal type podcast. So I went in there and I saw this cute face on the artwork, and then I click
on
it. Oh yeah, you know that. You know people like your hotness. I see all your.
Can I just interrupt you there? That picture was taken through iPhoto on my laptop, and it was kind of like
your photo booth.
Do you know what? I'll email you the photograph, and you can put it into your podcast.
Okay, good. You're very attractive, and therefore, look, just check out your Facebook friends. Who are they? Why are they so hot? And why are they all like buff and naked?
Have you come on my Facebook?
Yeah, your Facebook friends, except for me.
Oh man, stop that now.
Well, I'm not naked.
Well, neither am I.
You can
not
be.
In that photo, anyway.
You can send me to my personal email that is online@gmail.com. Thank you. And so, but anyway, so I found him. I was like, ooh, this guy's kind of cute. And then looking, you know, plus, you know, gay. And so that caught my attention. And so I look at it, and then he doesn't have a graphics. And I thought, what can I do?
Excuse me, I did have graphics.
Well, your graphics sucks. Wasn't it? Just like your face and the, like, a word, like, what was it? Oh, yeah.
Okay. I can say it. I don't need you to.
Okay, well, it's my show. It sucks. So,
do you know what? My 5-year-old nephew did that with potato painting. I thought it was great.
If that's the case, then it was actually not bad. Unfortunately, I don't think that's the case. But so anyway,
it sucked.
So I look at it and I was like, oh my gosh, I can dress it up a little. In fact, I plan on you using your photo and just use the graphics of it, which we can still update the thing. But since there's no photo, I just go ahead and do the whole thing as a kind of like a rectangular shape so that it will be an iTunes artwork for him. So yeah, check that out on his show. And if you want to, go to my page.
No, go to my page.
He doesn't have a website yet. So what you'll do is you can go to onlinepodcast.com and then there will be a link to his iTunes store. Do you have a link on Libsyn at all? Do you have a page on Libsyn?
Yeah.
But you don't advertise that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. You can, if you want to listen to it, you can go to iTunes and then, or go to my page and then I'll link you to his iTunes page. And then you can go check out the first part of the recording, which we've already done recording. Plus, I think he's thinking about doing a third part where he's going to ask me questions and maybe even possibly
fundamentally what's happened here is that I just rambled through my interview with John talking about him and me. And then he announced 2 minutes into the end of my interview with him
that
he's got about 500 questions to ask me in the
I do.
And then I'm thinking, oh, okay, now that's going to make me look a complete twat now. So we're going to have to do part three where I ask similar questions back, but on a more graphic
level.
You don't
have to ask me graphic questions. You know I won't answer that. But I will ask you graphic questions. No, I'm just curious, you know. I'm very curious. I'm a curious being, and I always like to find out about things. So let's start with question number one. Are you ready, Cram?
I think we need the millionaire music on here.
You are the weakest link. Okay, let me ask you this. If it is something that you do not want to answer, just say, I prefer not to answer that. That's totally fine, okay? I have a ton of questions.
And how many of those passes can I make?
Well, you don't have to. It can be all no's. And then so nobody would go listen to your show. So if you want to pick up two listeners, you should answer at least half of the questions. Okay. One, two,
listeners. Each question is worth five listeners.
Oh, no, please. I don't have that many listeners. Oh, but anyway, he's attractive, because I have many gay listeners, and so that would be a good thing for them to go check it out. Yes, you should go check out his podcast, because he has video podcasts as well, and there's a couple that he's shirtless. Please. Well, anyway, okay, let's get into the questions without wasting too much time. You just say no if you don't want to answer. That's totally fine. I have 10,000 more. And let's see. Question number one. How old are you this year?
30 plus tax.
30 plus tax. Okay, good enough. And are you single?
No.
You have a partner?
I do, yeah.
Not just dating, you have a partner?
No, we live together. We live together for some years.
Yeah. How many years?
You really want to know?
Uh-huh.
Coming up 20 years.
Oh, 20 years! Yeah. Is he younger or is he older?
He's older. He's approximately 3 or 4 years older than me.
Oh, that's a little. And my partner's 8 years older than me.
Oh,
we've been together 10 years.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't ask me. I should have saved that for when you ask me. Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Anyway, people want to find out about you and not me, because they've listened enough of me. Anything else you want to say about that?
Yeah, it's actually about 17, 18 years. And we met when I was in my teens. It's going back that far.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was in my late teens, and we got together, and everyone's now thinking love at first sight. I think it was lust at first sight for the first few months, and then it just kind of fell into, comfort zone, and we were comfortable together, and we were happy, so we kind of moved in. He moved in with me, and we've since moved out of that place, and we've now bought a house together and extremely happy.
Oh, that's sweet. And let's see. Is he is he Caucasian?
Yep, he is, yeah.
Okay. Are there many, well, the reason why I say this is because I'm Asian, but I say, are there a lot, many Asians where you are in the UK? I know there's a lot of Indians.
Yeah, I guess... do you know what? I would probably say, I'd have probably said 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But now there's been a huge Eastern European influx into the UK.
Mm.
And there's lots of Polish and Latvians and...
Polish and lesbians?
And lesbian Polish, yeah, and those as well. Try saying that with your teeth out. There's been a huge influx in Polish workers in every aspect, every occupation you can think of. And so now it's a kind of like evened out. And they've come into some bad publicity, the Polish and the Eastern Europeans. But you know what? There's very few that don't want to work, that don't want to contribute to society in our country. Everyone seems to want to work, and we've got nobody, well, that I see, intentionally scavenging any benefits. It's only because they're not allowed to work that they're getting benefits that I see.
Yeah, I think every country has that, you know, with immigration, and that's pretty much similar to what we have here in our country. Excuse me.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Well, people know about that. People who listen to this show know that it's all me. that was the Coke.
That was full fat Coca-Cola care of Coca-Cola Schweppes.
Full fat. There's no fat in Coca-Cola. That's just a lot of sugar.
Well, it's not diet. Or what did you call it out there? Pepsi Free or Coke Zero or whatever it is.
Yeah, there's actually Coke. There's Coke Zero and Diet Coke.
Yeah, you have the
two separate ones.
No, yeah. If you're gonna drink Coca-Cola, you want the full fat.
It's Coca-Cola, fat ass, and Coca-Cola, skinny bitches.
And we'll give them a free mention, and maybe they'll send me a crate. So that's www.coca-cola.co.uk.
Christ.
No, they're not going to send me anything, are they? They're not going
to
send
me. Now let's get back to your pants.
Yeah. Okay. Me, all about me. Yes. Enough about you. Let's talk about me. What do you think of me?
I think you're cute.
Ah.
Yes.
Oh, John, that's so nice.
I'm not being nice. okay, let's get back to you again.
Yeah.
You started podcasting when?
I started April last year, so almost a year to the day.
And how many shows do you have in your pants?
I reckon it's about, I think it's about 26, something like that. I forget. I intended to do one a week, but it's slowly gone into one a fortnight or once every week and a half, something like that. So I need to do some catch up because I'm determined to do one a week this year.
Okay.
And the first one was literally recorded on my iPod with a plug-in microphone, where I just sat on the sofa at home going, "Hello, this is me. I'm just testing." And I uploaded it to see if anyone would download it, and I was quite surprised. So I thought, "Oh well, somebody's listening, so I'll carry on doing this."
Good. That's sort of how I started too. Let's see. What do you do professionally? If I mean, just you don't have to go specifically. It's just, you know,
no,
however comfortable you are.
Yeah, I have three daytime jobs. I teach psychology, and not qualified psychology, but I teach body language and sales motives and buying motives for salespeople. So I do a lot of work with salespeople during the day in trying to upskill them and trying to get them to make more money for the company. So I do that freelance. Then I have, excuse me. Then I have a corporate, and I say mobile DJ as most people would call me, but it's not quite like that. I've pitched myself a little bit higher, so I do events for corporate functions and huge society weddings and things like that. And then I also have voiceover work where I whore myself around different radio stations and BBC functions where I sell my voice. So one day I'm telling people how to spot buying signals and pick up on that customer's body language, and the next day I'm literally doing the advert for the same company sometimes, where I'm saying to them, "A 50% off sale now, starting on Sunday, everything must go." One of those kind of things. So
So yeah, he does have a, you know, yeah, you do have a good voice. And plus, I think there are a lot of kind of retarded Americans who find a British accent hot.
I just choked on my Coke as you said that.
So there are a lot of Americans who find, oh my gosh, I love British accent. Do you find that annoying, or do you just find that to be, oh, that's
No, far from it, because I actually find the American accent quite a turn on. So if that's the case, and you're listening and you do, then you must download my episode called Gay Sex Lines, because I did a script for one of these these, you ring up and listen to a horny story over the phone to jack off to. And I did one of those.
I heard that. I remember that episode, yeah.
Do you remember that episode?
I remember that. Those are the shows that I go replay back some and listen of it for to. You?
Shall I replay some of it for you?
No, you have to go and listen to that show.
Okay.
So that you actually, yeah, so you have to go to subscribe to his podcast and check it out. What is it called? Gay Sex Line or something?
Yeah, it was something like that. Gay Sex Line. Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Very cool. Okay, let me go back. Rewind. Let's see. Do you have siblings in your family?
Yeah, I have a brother and a sister, both older than me.
So you're the baby?
I'm the baby, but interestingly, get this, me and my brother were born on the same day, 3 years apart.
Ooh. And what day is that? Don't mind sharing?
It's May, mid-May. But interestingly, my dad's birthday is 9 months before that.
Creepy.
Well, he got a jump that night, didn't he? Twice in 3 years.
Oh, that's right. Boing! Boing. okay.
Brace
so
yourself.
Is your brother oldest? Is your brother the oldest or your sister the oldest?
No, he's 3 years older than me, and then my sister is another 3 years older than him.
Oh, very interesting. So your sister is the oldest, and then you have a brother, uh-huh, and then you.
Yeah.
That's like me. I have an oldest sister, and then my brother, then me.
Well, there was another brother between my brother and my sister. Unfortunately, he passed away. So
was that before your time?
Oh yeah, yeah. He was a baby. He was a cot death.
Oh. Wow. Do you know much about that part of the story? Do you hear much?
No, to be honest, not a great deal. All I know is the facts. It's still very painful for my parents to talk about.
I see. Do you have the curiosity to go find out more about that?
I know all there is to know in the facts and the certificates and everything like that. But, no, it's still very traumatic for my. I've got to respect their grief.
That's true.
Anyway, something more happier.
It's okay. I'm in control, honey. some people call me the fairy pot mother of the gay podcast thing.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I am not the most popular, not the most downloaded shows, but I can say that I'm probably one of the oldest gay podcasters. Yeah, that's something nobody can change.
Do you know what? It's amazing how people market themselves on iTunes. There's one. I'm not gonna give anything away because it wouldn't be fair. He's not here to defend himself.
Uh-huh.
But there's one podcast in the UK that markets himself out as something completely inflated that he has absolutely no way of quantifying, but can get away with it because that's just what he puts in the RS feed.
Well, you can sell yourself as however you want it. Well, I'm just saying, you know, because
I'm not that bothered, to be honest.
I like to say that, well, you know, I obviously don't sell my show too much, otherwise I would have more listeners. Otherwise, because my show sucks so much that nobody wants to listen to. But that's okay also. I don't care. You can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Listen,
keep talking. I'm just going to walk away from the microphone for 1 second. Just 1 second.
Okay.
I'll be back.
He's going to go take a pee, I think. I don't know what he's...
After all that,
here he comes.
I'm back. I got my headphones back on. After all that, it was right behind me, and I needed to move away. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm back. Sorry.
Good. No problem. What was I going to ask you? Oh, yes. So I want to ask you, where did you grow up?
I grew up about 20 miles north of London. So London has always been a big part of my life. And being so close to it, it was literally like half an hour away in the car and, you know, the same period on a train. So I, as a result, then when I realized that I was thinking differently to other lads at school and in search of men, I would then... that's diplomatic, isn't it?
Manhunt.
I then, you know... Yeah, Manhunt. That's there. Now there's a podcast, Manhunt. Welcome to Manhunt.
I think there's isn't there like a gay pot... gay meetup something called manhunt.com.net. I don't know, whatever. It's Manhunt.
We could find something out.
Where you go?
So back at the ranch. So I knew London like literally the back of my hand by the time I was 19, and spent more time in London when I wasn't working than I did when I was.
Okay, and is your family religious?
No, God, no. I think, I'm going to contradict myself now. They are religious, but they're not churchgoers.
Okay.
So they do have very strong morals and very strong work ethics and very conservative, but they're not churchgoers unless it's an occasion.
Okay. And do you have...
I think I'm more religious than my family.
Oh, really? And what is your religious belief?
Jedi. I'm your father, Luke. I'm your father.
I'm your father. okay.
I'm Christian.
You're Christian. And okay, let me ask you. Was coming out a difficult process for you, or is it very natural and very welcoming, you know, for your situation?
It was quite an ordeal, really.
Oh, self-induced ordeal or family?
Self-induced more than the family. Some people will relate to this, but everyone would have felt like this at some point. How long it went on for is personal to everybody. But I went through quite. I knew quite early in my age that I was not the norm, mm-hmm. and as a result, and I mean really young. I mean, I'm, you know, I'm talking like 10, 11, but. It wasn't until I was probably 16, 17 that to some people is still young. But if you think about the period of time that's elapsed between those two times, mm-hmm. 5 years, 5, 6 years is quite a long period of time. So, it wasn't until I was probably about 16, 17 that I decided to go in search for a gay bar or a gay people. And we've got to remember that the internet was just simply not around. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there was nothing electronic. So if you wanted to find a gay bar, you'd have to go and buy a gay publication. And that would take nearly 2 or 3 hours of walking past, looking at the magazine rack. And so it just went on and on. Everything was so difficult. You know, in the last 10, 12 years, the internet is just, you know, anyone that's gay now can search for so much information before they go doing anything.
Yeah.
That must make life a little bit easier. And so should it. So should it. I'm not saying I'm bitter about that. But, you know, anything prior to about 10, 12 years ago, you know, you were on your own, Jack, kind of thing. So, life was difficult. And then, you know, and then when you see other people, you think, maybe I've made a mistake. Maybe I'm not gay. So you then go back into your denial again. and then you realise, oh God, it's almost like, you know, the closet door, you know, put a turnstile on it, not a door, because you're in and out of there like
What was the thing that made it difficult for you? I mean, what was it? Was it religion, or was it just people around you? Or what is it? Tell me, why is it a struggle?
Peer pressure.
For you? Peer pressure.
Peer pressure. Yeah. Sheer peer pressure. The only gay people that were publicly known were on the television and were camp, effeminate people, and there was nobody that I knew of in our town. You know, nobody knew anybody gay. I mean, it really was, certainly in the UK, in the 80s.
There's no role model. There's like no normal role model that you can look up. Oh, he's gay and he's fine.
Whereas if you think about it now, there are so many role models that you can use that break the stereotype.
Right.
And that's good. That's good. You know, I can remember... Sorry, just taking a drag on a cigarette. I can remember many years ago somebody telling me in a pub about how they had casual sex with a huge, huge celebrity. And it was just so outrageous that I didn't believe them. It was just so outrageous. And then many years later, and they were adamant. They were just adamant that they had done this, and that their story never faltered for a moment. You know, you just think, well, maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but it's so far-fetched.
Uh-huh.
And then years later, this huge, huge, and I mean huge, humongous US and UK celebrity was found flashing his bits in an American toilet.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. You know who I'm talking about now.
George Michael.
And I've lost contact with this person that I saw in the pub, or in the bar, as you call it. And I still remember, I think, oh my God, I didn't believe them. And you just think, had that one person been there at the time as a good role model, that might have changed my decisions about who I told and when I told them and how I told them.
Yeah, you know what? And sometimes I want to clarify too, because I last week I was going through a bunch of emotional stuff. I every once in a while I have this little crazy meltdown and sort of depression.
Call me next time and we'll consolate. What's the word? We'll get drunk on the phone.
Oh, I will. And the thing is, And I was, you know, I was just not in the mood to do anything. And after last week's show, I thought last week's show was crap, but, you know, there are people who actually enjoyed it. I'm glad. I thought last week's show was crap and has nothing in it. And so I thought, do I want to continue doing this? And I know every time I say that, and people will write in and tell me, oh, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm not looking for that. But I'm just saying that, you know, I was like, you know, do I want to continue doing this? Sometimes I feel like I have nothing to contribute. And then suddenly there's always something that keep me going. And that is, there's this talk. Somebody found my website and wanted to start a Malaysian gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender right website. And it's just people writing about gay rights in Malaysia. And suddenly I thought, that is the reason why I'm doing this. And role models do not have to be good role models. I think long as there is somebody gay out there that people can link to and say, oh, I'm not the only one. I think that is that's a job done by itself, being a role model out there. So I'm hopefully, you know, being on the internet this way, like what we're doing right now, would actually give younger generations looking up and look at, oh, John, he's gay. He's so queer. And he's very happy with what he's doing. And he's very successful and very good with what I'm doing too. Thank you, please. And so, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be a good things that I do. I could be doing bad things, but they can at least see, hopefully good, but they can at least see that, you know, being gay is not a strange thing. It's not some weird thing that I am going through alone. So, I just want to reemphasize that, because I just find, and that would be the motivation enough for me to do it. Not iTunes reviews, please. I have no problem with that. You can go promote your ass to get 5-6-star reviews or whatever it is. I just don't care for that. I have a bigger vision than that. But let's go back to you. So okay. It was peer pressure. Now, did you ever date a woman or a girl?
No, never.
Oh,
never,
okay.
Ever.
Good for you. I did one. Can you imagine that?
No.
I did one, but you know, I was just like, you know, oh, this is she's kind of cool to hang out with, and then I thought that's sort of dating, and then I never really like, you know, being intimate with her.
Oh, hang out, yeah.
But then she thinks that I'm her boyfriend, and I never hold her hands or kiss her or anything. So, you know, there's a little bit of a problem there. And then I later found out that, oh yeah, it's cool to hang out with. It's just kind of like nice to hang out with a girl, but not that sort of hangout where, like, when I hang out with the men that I find attractive and would automatically do naughty bits. But I just don't do that with the girl that I dated. It's not automatically. You know, she kind of have to tell, why are you not doing this? She has to keep questioning me. I don't want to go into all about me. So let's go back to you. Why are you laughing? I just rambled, don't I?
That's great.
Then, okay, so do you remember when was you remember your first experience with a gay man, like a sexual encounter with a man?
Oh yeah, vividly.
Can you tell? Some.
Yeah.
How
yeah,
old?
Yeah. No. 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 Yeah. I guess I was around about 14.
Oh, young.
And yeah, it was a school friend. Friend and
people, if you need to pause this for a while so that you don't have to like cannot stand up like VJ, he's like after he was listening to this Aneros thing and he couldn't stand up at work. Okay, go ahead. It sounds hot. 14 years old and
yeah, it was a school friend uh-huh. who I've since seen in the last 5 years and has got married and has got kids.
Truly
believe it was just one of those hormones kicking in for him
rather than
anything else. But yeah, it was quite vanilla, as they call.
Uh-huh.
And it was just a little bit of fooling around and fumbling about.
Was it your first kiss too? Or did you kiss?
Oh no, there was no kissing.
Okay. When was your first kiss?
I was 16, 17.
With whom?
It was somebody that. Do you know what? I really don't want to answer that one.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Take the finger.
I'll tell you privately.
And okay. And so was your first kiss good?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
Was it a memorable thing? Like most people say, you know, you always remember your first kiss. Was that one of those?
I can remember it, but I can remember it well. I wouldn't say it was the best sex,
sure.
But it was, yeah.
I remember my first kiss, and it was with a guy, thank God. and he's married too. I don't want to go into the detail because I don't want people to kind of like go back to my history and then trace and see who that might be, because he's married. My gut feeling is I don't think he's straight. And I really hope and wish that he's happy, but that might not be the case, which is kind of sad. Because I
that would be sad.
Yeah, because and he's such a sweet guy too. But anyway, go back to you. Yeah. And how did you find your current partner?
We met in London at a bar, and we were introduced through a mutual friend, and it's a long, long story. No, I'll tell it. Okay, we were introduced through a friend. And this guy was kind of not hanging on, but just kind of like wanting to meet new friends. So mm-hmm. we welcomed him into our group of friends. And I was actually seeing somebody at the time, but it wasn't going
very well.
It really was. Yeah. Well, no, it was fine, you know, and we're still friends now after all these years, but it just, we were better friends than we were partners.
Mm-hmm.
So, my partner and I, we met and he was brought into the circle of friends. And then just over the next few weeks, we just got closer. And before we knew it, we were going out together without the circle of friends. And then the relationship I was in broke up quite amicably. And then we just got closer and closer and closer. Within I think it's about 3 or 4 months, if that, we were moving in together.
Now, was it physical at first, or do you actually get to know him first as friends and then becomes more romantically involved?
We got to know each other quite well, but it really was just as a circle of friends. So it was, you know, kind of like, hi, how are you? How's your week been kind of thing when we all met up.
But when did that sort of transition into, ooh, romantic potential?
At the end of a night, one night, in the bar.
The first night? The first night you met?
No.
Oh,
at the end of a night, we suddenly realized that all the other friends that we were with had left. We sat drinking and finishing the night off with a drink. And it just became very, very evident that there was more there than just friends. So yeah, it was quite romantic in that respect, but it was a few more times that we saw each other a few more times before anything happened.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I just finished a relationship, so I wasn't really looking for another one.
Right, right, right.
And usually
that's how it shows up, is when you're not looking.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Enough of your personal life.
Okay.
How big is your nutcase? No.
Okay. Hang on a second. The webcam's on. Can you see my hands?
Oh, it's ooh! That big.
And that is, John, that isn't the length. That's the girth.
Ew. Then you need the tunnel. And then, okay, let me see. No, frankly, we don't have video on. We only have audio. Too bad.
Well, I have my video on. Who the hell am I showing that to?
Do you have your video on?
No, I'm only teasing. Oh,
you're kidding. No, show me later after the show.
Okay. All right.
No, I want to ask you, let's go back to podcasting. You started podcasting about a year ago. What made you... You talk a bit about that on your show, but I want to go into more detail. Is there a specific moment that you realized that, hey, I want to do this too?
No, not really. It was just kind of like I was reading how I was interested in doing one, but I didn't think anyone would want to listen to me rambling. And so I was reading on iTunes and I was reading on the Apple website what you needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I downloaded this RS feed generator and just thought, I wonder whether this will work. So I literally just recorded a 30-second, which is on there. You can download it, a 30-second intro to who I am, and uploaded it. And within 5 minutes, it was on iTunes. And it was like, oh, my God, that's on iTunes. I'm on iTunes.
Did you use Libsyn immediately?
No, I used the website that I had, which I wasn't using for anything. And then I decided this isn't a good idea because I'm going to run out. If it takes off, I'm going to run out of bandwidth.
I see.
And then I'm going to have to download and upload everything onto software.
Is there a software that you generate the RSS?
Yeah, and I can't remember the name of it because it's on my Windows laptop.
Oh, okay.
But it was a software that was I was using it on a 30-day promise.
I see.
So I thought, okay, I'm going to have to buy this for 50, 60 quid or whatever it was, mm-hmm. or for £5 a month or $10 a month, I can use Libsyn and they do everything for you. So that one really, because they were taking the the audio off me and literally posting it for me onto.
Yeah.
All I had to do was just create the words, really.
Do you know your
customer? So that one, hands down.
Do you know your customer number? You know, when you log into Libsyn, you have a customer number. I think I'm customer number 400 something. So it's probably.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God. No, mine's about 7 or 8 digits long.
Oh yeah, there you go. Because that's the reason why I'm everywhere, is because I just have been podcasting for a long time, and and I take pride on that, because I've become I've transcended beyond being a podcaster. I'm actually a podcast evangelist. I like to tell people about podcasting. I know. You should see my tiara and my wand.
You are royalty. You are royalty. Where you don't have royalty in the States, you are royalty.
It's funny you say that, because you know my name, Ong?
Yeah.
It means king in Chinese.
No, really? Good for you.
Ong is king. So I am myself a royalty, and I'm waving the queen wave
King John.
Right now.
King John.
King John, that's right. That is how I'm going to name this episode. King John and Ram. Cram, sorry. Ram.
Ram. Do you know what? It's centuries since the UK had a King John. Actually, I'm just trying to think when it would be. Have we had a King John?
Cram King John. I'll call it Cram King John.
Cram King. King Cram.
King Crab. well, that's very nice. And do you remember your first podcast that you listened to?
Yeah, and do you know what? It's still, even though the guy hasn't cast for over a year now, it's still online. And it's called My Gay Life, and it was a guy in Chicago, and he was the kind of guy that inspired me, because he just sat talking about his week and what's happened. And I was just hooked to this guy talking in Chicago. And he stopped, but he's still on iTunes. It's almost like the feed is still live, so it's still going on. And I've noticed that about a lot of podcasts, is that, you know, sometimes there's nothing since 2006, but they're still on there. So, you know, their hoster is still live, wherever it may be, and the feed is still live. So
those are the ones we call pot faded.
Pod faded. How cute is
that? Since you're fairly new, there are terms that we old people used to call. We call that pod fading. Is, you know, people have faded away, and it's very hard, as you know.
I wonder what happened to them.
You know, did you try writing to him?
Do you know what? And my friends will vouch for this. I am terrible with emails. Yes. I read every single email I get, business or personal. Because I get so many emails, and I'm not being big-headed here, I mean work emails, I get so many work emails that I literally, when I read emails, I'm speed reading everything.
Yeah.
So I read them and I think, oh, I must reply to that later on and give it more time than I've got now.
I totally understand. Because I have about 8 email accounts that I track actively. And
sure, likewise, yeah.
Yeah, and I have about 100 emails a day. I don't get them all together at once, but I get like 10, 15 every now and then. And so I would skim through them and say, okay, I need to reply to that person and blah, blah, blah. I just make a mental note, and sometimes it just slip you and you forget to reply somebody.
Or and the alternative is that you just hit reply and give it 2 words.
Thanks. You have to immediately write. Yeah. I usually try to do that.
If I do that, I feel that if I just give it 2, somebody's just written me a 300 word email, and then I just give it thanks, speak to you later. I think it's kind of like a little bit of a kick,
like a little blow off.
Well, my intention is I'll reply to that later, but not now. And what I've got to do is I've got to get in the habit of right clicking and selecting unread, so that I know to go back. And
then you have like 300 unread messages,
and you can't find them. You can't find them in the inbox.
This is what I do. I create a folder called To Reply, and then I move that email over to To Reply. And then when I have time, I go to my To Reply folder and then go through them and reply them.
Now, that's a good idea.
You just learned something wise from online.
Well, I've got another idea. What I was going to do...
Take your pants off.
Oh, get out of here.
Get it out of there. Sorry.
What I thought I would do is reply with auto-reply. So just give it a template. So thanks for your email. I read it with, you know, great interest, yada, yada, yada. But actually say nothing in the email other than, you know, thanks for, you know, I just thought if I created one of those auto-responders, then everyone will get a reply.
Yeah, I actually...
But then I would...
I have something, not reply, but I have something like on my other show, I have guests. So I actually have, I post whenever, whoever wants to be a part of the recording has to do certain things. So like steps that they have to do, you know, they have to tell me what their Skype name is, blah, blah, blah. And then So I have this instructions that is like 9-step instructions that they would have to prepare to be on the show. I actually have that as a template that I just go in there, I just type a few keystrokes and it shows up. Like I have the software called Type It For Me. And what you do is a little shortcut, and then I just do next recording, NR, space, and boom, the whole thing comes out, the whole chunk of text, and then I can set it off.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, talk to me like about that. I love my Type It For Me. There are several other software that would do the same thing on your Mac, but I just prefer the Type It For Me.
Well, if you can get anybody to do something for you, it saves you having to do it yourself.
Exactly.
I mean, I get about, you saying you get about 100. I think on a good day, I'll get 100 emails. On a bad day, 300.
Oh, good Lord.
And yeah, I mean, some of it is because I'm in a group email. So, it's stuff that's going out to perhaps 50, 100 people.
And I delete stuff that I do not want immediately, too. I don't store them.
Well, yeah, that's interesting because what I have managed to do is I've managed to color code something. So if it comes in and it's been sent to a group, then it goes red. And if it's personal to me, it comes up as blue. So I know to read the blue ones before anything else. And
oh my gosh, this is getting boring.
Yeah. Let's move on. Next question. We surveyed 100 people.
Let's see. Okay, so that was your first podcast, My Gay Life. And do you mostly listen to gay podcasts?
Do you know what? I do mostly. But there's one in particular I use. This is really sad. There's one I use to fall asleep to. And it really helps. I know it's bizarre, but it helps me sleep.
Uh-huh.
And it's called, I think it's called London Walks for Your iPod.
Oh.
And basically what it is it's a guy that walks around London and he records this podcast live in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, and if you walk down this street here and look up to your right, you'll see this building, which dates back to, and it's great for tourists because they come over, they can download these walk around London, London Walks for Your iPod. And it's almost like, you know, it's like a tour guide. But you go at your own speed because if you want to stop, you press pause, and if you want to continue, you press continue. So there's a new episode every week, but I actually find them so relaxing to listen to
because especially is it stereo and you hear the street noise and the surrounding.
You hear the street noise and the taxis and the birds chirping.
I love those too.
It's great.
I don't know if you've listened to some of my stereo binaural podcasts or some of my stereo podcasts. I love capturing sound in that 3D environment where you can actually feel like somebody's behind you or, you know.
Yeah. I haven't done – I did a video one a couple of months ago out and about with Cram. And I got a friend just to literally follow me around for a couple of hours with a video camera around where I live. So you saw that one. Did you see the little wallabies?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Right by the side of the street. We just followed around and went to this glider club and
yeah. That was kind of scary. That thing almost hit you, didn't it?
Well, it almost hit my car.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean it was scary because it was so. It was almost like a candid camera moment. The camera kind of went up towards the sky, but we were looking at this glider coming down in slow motion, and I was just thinking in slow motion,
oh my God,
fuck!
My car. So you really have to go check out his podcast.
I've only had the car 6 months. So I was kind of like, oh my God, can you imagine? My accountant would just go mad at me. And it's a very expensive car. Until I can get it insured, I have to leave it where I can see it.
Oh, let's see. Okay, let me see. Let's wrap this up. I want to... let's see if there's anything else. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. This is like easily 50 minutes now. Yeah. I want to say, do you have plans for your future? What do you want to do to your podcast? What's new in your planning, podcast planning book?
Do you know, I spend so long in the car thinking about this, thinking, what shall I do? What shall I do? And I haven't got any plans for it. I just kind of like go with whatever's on my mind. So, you know, when I went to the TV Awards, I did an episode about the TV Awards. When I the Brit Awards, I did a little bit of a homage to Mika and so on. So it's really just what's on my mind that week. But I do want to have a format, but I don't want it to be so scripted and formatted that everyone knows what to expect. So I'm going to fast forward for the next 5 minutes. And
if I may say so, I think people who listen to your shows, and I can, you know, say the same thing for myself also, is people who listen to you really are interested in your life. And think the most mundane thing that you do actually turned out to be quite enjoyable to other people.
Because, that's interesting.
Because they get to look into, they get to look into a snippet of your life. And it may be so nothing to you, but so instead of trying to produce something, sometimes just sharing something that's going on in your life would be interesting enough, I think.
Okay, then I shall continue to share.
Yes, and I think this kind of podcast is, this kind of content, I should say, this kind of audio or video content is exclusively unique to podcasting. And that's why I'm so passionate about promoting personal journals, is because people who understand psychology or who are interested in psychology, or, you know, you want to look into somebody's world, somebody's head, somebody's thought, through their personal podcast session, you get to see all that. It tells you a bit of about that person. Not everything, because you may not want to share everything, and most people don't, and you get a bit of a sample. And I think it is when you find commonality, when you find common things that you can relate to, they're like, oh, I can so totally relate to that. It's when people find it very captivating and they want to listen to it. So I'm sure there's something about the gay life that you can sort of connect and relate to that attracted you to it. It's either being different or being the same that you get attracted to it.
Do you know what, though? You say that, but I very rarely talk about my gay life. I just talk about my professional life and things that have happened to me during the week. Thinking back now, it's very rare for me to actually talk about being gay on the podcast. But maybe I should do more of that.
Yeah, you just go.
Well,
with
I just
the
think that my personal life is actually quite boring.
No. The personal life that you think that is boring might not be boring to some other people.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. But, you know, I come home, I cook the dinner, we sit down, we watch a few soaps, you know, and go to bed and do it all over again the following day.
Not the routine, but the. The moments, like, you know, maybe there's like, you have to start thinking this way, like in your life, and sometimes, like, you know, you're driving down the street and you saw something that triggered something that makes you think about something. Like for me, was this last round of things was, why would I want to continue doing a podcast? And then suddenly this email came in from some Malaysian podcasters who wanted to start an LGBT, a gay rights podcast in Malaysia. And that suddenly became something, an observation in my life that I want to share with people about. Those are the things that I want to talk about in my podcast. And so there are little things, you know, when you're driving down the street and you see something that triggered a memory, that's, oh, maybe I should tell that story. Stories are very interesting because, you know, we all have our stories to tell, and typically we only tell it to our friends. And I think some personal stories can be very powerful, whatever it does, to make you feel sad, make you feel happy, or make you empower you, or whatever. Personal stories can be nice to
I agree with you there. I agree with you there, and I think the things I talk about normally are the things that you would normally talk over a beer in a bar. The only difference is it's one way in the sense that there's no, unlike this one where we're right. bouncing off each other.
You see how easy it is to spend over an hour. You know, right now it's 54 minutes, We were just chatting. And so when you were talking alone, it's a bit difficult. But, you know, sometimes I just tell myself, it's like, oh, man, 10 minutes and I have nothing else to say. Then I'll stop the recorder. It doesn't matter how long it is.
Maybe that's what I need to do. Instead of trying to drag it out some days.
Yeah, just say, just you know, stop. I have nothing else to say. And no, I'll say more when I have something to say.
Okay, bye.
So, well, thank you for coming on my show. That's a joke.
You're welcome. Do you know what?
What?
The time here in the UK is 2:10, and we agreed to speak at midnight, didn't we? And I thought I was going to be a little bit late, and then you were late. But we've been talking for near on 2 hours.
Yeah, and it didn't feel that long.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It's
nice. And it's, can you tell that I'm a very busybody person? I really like. Oh, I want to know this about you. I want to know that about you. And that excites me. I think that hopefully that excites other people too. It's just I think personal stories. Like when you were telling me about your little stories about your coming out and how you met your partner and all that. That's all very interesting to me.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I need to do the same thing with part three.
Yep. So thank you very much, Krem. Edger.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
No, Krem Reggie. Oh my gosh, your name Reggie. Is so difficult.
Yeah, it's Russian.
Krem, your Russian ass. Krem Reggie.
That's it, yeah.
Thank you for appearing on my show, and thank you for bringing some new listeners over to my show as well, especially those who are from the UK. Please leave a comment. You can do several things. One is you can send me an email at ongline@gmail.com. By now, you should know how to spell online. That's O-N-G-L-I-N-E @gmail.com. And you can also
leave... O-N-G.
O-N-G. O-N-G. That's right. Ong means king. You can also leave me comment in the comment area. And you can also call me if you would like to do
call him. Call him.
What is my number? My number is 206-888-JOHN.
John.
206-888-JOHN. And call me and leave me a voicemail, and I will play it on the show as well, if I remember to do so. No promise. And you can always go to onlinepodcast.com and check out more stuff. I do blog there when I'm not podcasting, and I also post video podcasts there. I also have a new feed. If you go to iTunes Store and search for Online HD, you will find my high-definition video feed, which Craig
And I can
liked.
Highly recommend it. I love the HD feed.
He likes
it's
my
amazing.
Sweat. He liked a bead of sweat coming in on my forehead because one of my videos, but it's HD, and if you have Apple TV especially, you should go check that out. And you can do so by visiting onlinepodcast.com to find out more. You can check out my Flickr photos as well. What were you gonna say, Karen?
I was gonna say I have a question before we go.
Do you want it on the show?
Yeah, go
ahead.
I asked you it, and you keep avoiding it.
Oh.
And that is, the last audio you did was called White Briefs, running around in white briefs.
And?
I still want to know why that wasn't video.
I think there's another listener who asked that in the comments area. I don't know if you saw that. But
I didn't know.
Yeah, I think Brad was asking, so why wasn't it a video podcast? And well, that's because I don't feel very comfortable sharing my overflowing fat. And so...
I'll get out of here.
So, when I'm...
I've seen more fat on a chip.
When I'm as fit as Brad Pitt, you get to see everything, meat and potato.
Oh, Brad Pitt, armpit more like.
Well, it's okay. I'll show you on iChat. No, I won't. But
you so will.
Oh, yes, I sure will. People who know me would know. Actually, never mind. I'm not going to go there. Anyway, I'm very self-conscious about that, the whole body thing. Hopefully I'll get over it one day, but maybe not. But which is a blessing to you, some of you, maybe, perhaps. And you won't see me in my underwear on video.
But you've got to tell the listener what we are going to do is we're going to do an online blog of our diet.
No, I would not.
We're going to do Weight Watchers on Weight Watchers. and it's going to be sponsored by Sarah Ferguson, who was the weight. Yeah.
No. And I've done that before. Listeners know that I've done that and I failed.
And we're going to go to one of the chemists and we're going to get weighed each week and we're going to get the little printout and we're going to scan it and put it on the artwork on the podcast so we can see how much weight we've lost each week. And we're going to get one of those aerobics videos and we're going to sit and drink full fat Coke whilst we watch it and just lose weight by watching other people exercise.
I wish that's true. I hate exercising. When I'm doing it, it's good. But when I need to go do it, it's so difficult. Ugh, I just hate it.
Well, what we'll do is we'll get onto QVC and we'll get one of those things where you put the pads around your belly and it sends electric shocks.
Oh, my God. I don't have one.
No. But we can get it on 30-day trial and then send it back. And we can see whether we actually build up any muscle or lose weight. Like, and if I end up half like that, the man in the advert on QVC for them, it's just
the only thing that you'll lose there is your money and time.
Well, no, not if you get it on 30 days, because then when you send one back, you order another one.
Oh, good Lord! Well, now you get a sample of Krem, Reggie.
Yeah.
And
Russian.
It's yes. Please. And you would go, that's what you told me. Anyway, you would go to my website to find out his link to his iTunes site and then you can sample some of his shows or you can actually download his shows and check it out. And let me know, Krem, if there's actually any surge of listeners in the next few weeks.
I can feel it already.
You can feel it, baby. And so apparently, I think Krem wants to do another sort of intimate questioning session with me on his podcast, so you might have to really go check it out. In fact, there was already one that we recorded earlier, so you have to go over there and check out his podcast anyway to find out what we talked about on his show. So
yeah.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening, and thank you, Krem, for appearing on my show, or as we say,
thank you, John. I am in awe. Anytime. Show. And don't forget, you can come on my Facebook as well. So,
oh my gosh, that was so naughty. You said you can come on my Facebook. You can come on my Facebook. So, what is your name on Facebook?
Guess. It's Krem Reggie.
It's Krem Reggie. That's Krem. Yeah. And
it's Russian.
Redjeh. Krem Redjeh.
Yeah.
And Krem is like cramming stuff up your ass, kind of Krem. So,
yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you can also, I don't know if you know, but you can add me on Facebook too. I don't know what I'm called there. John Ong, I guess.
John Ong.
Yeah, if you can find me, add me on my my Facebook. I used to call it My Face because I always get Facebook and MySpace mixed up and I call it My Face. So, you can come on his Facebook and you can come on my Facebook as well. And thank you so much for listening. And I hope you'll come back next week and find out more about my life and my stuff that's going on and check out Krem Reggie's podcast as well. Thank you so much for listening. And, you know, as I always say, don't forget to smile, whores. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.